This paragraph makes me gim paska lahachnis lo elef dinar. Who paise kinek dan chamisha asamun. When the caliph brings in a nedunya to the chasim, the din is that the chasim writes the value of the nedunya into the ksuba. And in the event of a divorce or the death of the chasim, in addition to the ksuba, she also receives the value of the nedunya that she had brought in. And this mission is telling us when she brings in a dowry of 1,000 dinar, he must write into the ksuba 15 mana, which is an additional 50%. As the din is, when the caliph brings in cash, the chasim must write an additional 50% into the ksuba, since it's very easy to make additional money with cash. Ukeneged hashum, who paisek pachas chamish. And if instead of bringing cash, she brings in valuables, such as clothing and jewelry, then he can write 20% less than the amount that was assessed for into the ksuba, as the derech was that the people that are assessing the worth of the valuables usually exaggerate the true value, l'kavod hakala, so therefore he is allowed to subtract 20% from the amount that it was assessed for. Shum b'mane, v'shav b'mane, ein lo ela mane. If the chasam was promised a money for his dowry, and the true value of the valuables that were brought in for the dowry was a money, the chasam only received this money, even though it was assessed for a money, he can't say, since the din is to subtract 20% from the amount that it was assessed for, I have a right for 20% more of these valuables. As since the true value is a money, the chasim cannot demand any more. Shum b'maneh he noisteneh shloishim b'echad sela v'dinu. If the chasim is promised a money worth of valuables, she must bring in 31 sela and a dinar, which is a money and a fifth worth of valuables, since, as we said, the derech is to exaggerate the true value of the nedunya. Uva arba meos, if the chasin is promised 400 dinrim worth of valuables, he no senes chamesh meos, she must bring in 500 dinrim worth for the nedunya. Even though the chasin is being promised a very large nedunya, she still must bring in an additional 20%. Ma she chasin paisek, hu paisek, pachot chamesh. If the chasin himself brings valuables that he says he will assess and then write into the ksuba the value, he can subtract 20% from the amount that it is assessed for, and the people that are assessing for the chasin also, the derech is that they will exaggerate the value, l'kavod hachasin. The Sechet Suvit Perivav Mishneh Dalet, Paska lahachnis lo ksafim, sela kesev nasa shisha dinar. If she brings in cash for her dowry, if she brings in one sela, that becomes 6 dinrim, the chasim must write 6 dinrim into the ksuba, which is 50% more than a sela. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, when the caliph brings in cash, the chasim must write an additional 50% into the ksuba. Even though over here she's only bringing a small amount of cash, only one sela, and it's much harder to make additional money with such a small amount of money, even so, he must take upon himself an additional 50%. Ha-chasim mekabo lov asar dinrin lakupa, L'chol mana uman. The chasam must take upon himself to provide his kala 10 dinrim worth of cosmetics and perfume for each mana that she brings in for the nedunya. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hakol Kaminig HaMedina. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, that's what we had earlier in this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, which is that the chasam must write an additional 50% into the ksuba when she brings in cash, and when she brings in valuables which need to be assessed, the chasam subtracts a fifth. That is all depending on what the minig of the Medina is. If the minig of the Medina is not to subtract a fifth and not to add 50% when she brings in cash, then we go by the minig.